Why don't we all read the title of this this week? This week we're on this wonderful title. It's a Kingdom of Priests. How about we all say that together?
A Kingdom of Priests.
One more time.
A Kingdom of Priests.
Well, praise the Lord for this word. Amen. You know, in Exodus 19, in Exodus 19, God speaks a very tender word. And what he says, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians. And listen to this, how I bore you upon eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Amen.
You know, it seemed like the children of Israel were going through the wilderness and going through so many experiences. But in God's eyes, He bore them on eagle's wings.
Amen.
And He brought them, what? To Himself.
Amen.
And then the very next verse says, if you obey my voice, keep my covenant, you shall be to me a personal treasure.
Amen.
Do any of you have a personal treasure?
Amen.
Not only a treasure, but a personal treasure.
Amen.
And then the next verse, in verse 6, it says, this was the verse we just pray read. And it said, this is, when it talks about a personal treasure, the next verse goes on to further explain what this personal treasure is. It says, you shall be to me, again, very personal, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
That's God's personal treasure.
Amen.
That's how important it is to God. And then when he says a kingdom of priests, that means that we will all be priests.
Amen.
And then the next thing, the verse says, you shall speak to these things to the church in Los Angeles.
Amen.
Oh, we need to hear these words.
Amen.
So what a wonderful word, you know. And so I guess it comes down, what is a priest? You know, there's a traditional concept of what a priest is. That's not what we're talking about today. What is a priest? A priest is one who serves God.
Amen.
Well, a priest is one who serves God.
Amen.
But he doesn't serve God just by doing things. He serves God by coming into God's presence.
Amen.
Spending time in the presence of God.
Amen.
And you can see that in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle. You have the outer court and the inner court. And there was a lot of work. There was a lot of work being done. There was the slaying of ox, the slaying of sheep. And the priests would identify, they would touch these things. They would eat these things that they offered to God in worship. And these were a wonderful picture of Christ. There was the lighting of the lamp, so many things. But the main function of the priest was to enter in to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Oh, enter in to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Is that why we're here today?
Yes.
We're here to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And you know, in the Holy of Holies, there was no work being done.
Amen.
There was nothing to do.
Amen.
There was no animals to slay. But what was in the Holy of Holies? It was the Shekinah glory of God.
Amen.
So what was in the Holy of Holies? The Shekinah glory of God. And you have the priest. He had a breastplate. And this breastplate had the names of the children of Israel and the Urim and Thummim and the 12 stones. And there was a lighting of these stones. So you look at this in our experience. And so we go and get in the presence of the Lord. We come in. And then it was really good. All the... you know, what is it realistically? In the New Testament, we're the priests. We're the priests who should be entering into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And in our entering in, we need to spend adequate time.
Yeah.
But there's a real burden in this speaking that we wouldn't just have a morning watch. We wouldn't just do a morning watch. But every day, we'd be those entering into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And so, just like the priest here, he was in the Shekinah glory. There was an infusing. And there was... And so the first thing, just like the verse that Toby and Lori read, like that verse in 2 Corinthians 3:8 says, you all with unveiled face.
Amen.
What is unveiled face? Unveiled face means that you're open.
Yeah.
So the first thing is the priest. We need to be in the Holy of Holies. We need to be open.
Amen.
And it says how we need to spend adequate time. You know, it's so easy to rush. But we need to spend adequate time that we'd be infused.
Amen.
That we would just take time to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate the picture because, you know, no doubt, like that verse in 2 Corinthians 3:18, there's a real personal side to this. In our morning watch, in our time with the Lord, we need to behold and reflect the Lord.
Amen.
We need to spend time just beholding the Shekinah glory and reflecting what we see. But I appreciate this priest. He had this breastplate. And this was on his breast. That means it was what he cared for. So that means as he was in the Shekinah glory, that means all of a sudden, you know, these stones begin to light up. And he began to care for God's people. So he brought, so in this, after spending time, he would bring people to God.
Amen.
And so that's how we would be in this kind of glory, that we would be full of feeling for God's people.
Amen.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
So, amen. I just appreciate, you know, so when here a priest, we come in, a priest gets filled.
Amen.
A priest gets filled with God.
Amen.
And I appreciate the real, you get filled, and then there is the flowing out.
Amen.
So the work, you know, we shouldn't work just for work's sake. But we should come to the Lord and be filled with the Lord.
Amen.
Then out of that, there's a flowing.
Amen.
And that, in that flowing, then there's something that looks like work. But it comes out of the flowing.
Amen.
And you know, I appreciated, you know, in the Holy of Holies also, they ministered to the Lord. Can you imagine that we as people could minister to God?
Amen.
You know, that is an amazing thing. You know, this word talks, there's really a good part said, it said how we need to be taken over by the Lord.
Amen.
Possessed by the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, I was considering that verse that we pray read in Peter 2:9. It says, you are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
A holy nation. A people acquired for possession.
Amen.
That means God wants to possess us.
Amen.
Amen. And you know where? And this was one thing out of ministry. Says it. It is a matter of being possessed. Listen to this. It is a matter of being possessed by the Lord in the Shekinah glory. That means when we go and we spend time with the Lord, we get possessed. We can become His personal possession. So just in closing up, that is, there was two kinds of priesthood. There was the priesthood, there was the holy priesthood. You know, as priests, we need to be separated and sanctified. That's our qualification. And we come bringing man to God.
Amen.
Actually, we go to God, and we go to Him with bringing people to Him, just like on the breastplate. And then there's the royal priesthood. The royal priesthood is where we come out of God. There, we become filled, and there's a flowing out of us.
Amen.
And this flowing out of us is issues out in work. And you can see that a verse we didn't pray read. And it says, that I might be a minister, this is Romans 15:16, that I might be a minister of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
To the Gentiles.
Amen.
A laboring priest.
Amen.
So here, you know, it's funny, here's that royal priesthood, he's a laboring priest. Well, you say, well, there's no labor in the Holy of Holies. But now, there is labor, he's a laboring priest. Why? He's flowing out God.
Amen.
In the Holy of Holies, he ministered to God. And there's the ministry to God. But as a royal priest, there's the ministering to man. And I just, last thing, and that is, in Acts 13, it's really precious. It says, as they ministered to the Lord.
Amen.
So you have the brothers in Antioch, and their ministry says, as they ministered to the Lord. And then the Lord chose and sent some out. And I just appreciate what came out there was a flowing that went to the whole earth.
Amen.
And we're enjoying that today. May we just have speaking one by one. Amen. On the priesthood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like this day 13 because you have letters A through M, which is 13 items. And all these items are how to be filled with God.
Amen.
Not one of these items is about doing anything besides coming to God and being infused with God. So we could go to man and infuse man with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to be the ones who are filled first.
Amen.
Anytime you're going to take your car and drive somewhere, it has to be what? Filled with gas, right? That gas is the power to bring you and the vehicle to the location that you desire to go. And for us, in our ministry, we need to be filled with God first. Hallelujah! We have to have God in us so we can flow God out of us.
Amen.
If we don't flow God out of us, we're probably flowing out doctrines which result in death.
Amen.
And we don't want to minister death to people. We want to minister life. Amen! We want to minister the life of the triune God.
Amen.
I enjoy that in day two it talks about, as persons, we're sons of God's. But our occupation is priests of God.
Amen.
If you're worried about your occupation, and maybe your job is going away, and there's no jobs in the United States, hallelujah. There's only one occupation in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And that's to be a priest of God.
Amen.
And that line's empty right now. There's a lot of vacancies in that priesthood. And we need to be the ones that come to God so we can fill up those vacancies and build this house.
Amen.
Build this holy nation of royal priests that minister out God to others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Since Brother Mark mentioned Roman numeral number 3, well, I would like to read those points to you.
Amen.
He says, a priest is a person who serves God by enjoying God in Christ.
Amen.
A priest is a person who serves God through Christ as the reality of the offerings.
Amen.
A genuine priest of God is one who serves God with Christ, through Christ, and by Christ.
Amen.
A priest is a person who enjoys Christ.
Amen.
A priest is a person who lives by Christ.
Amen.
His eating, clothing, and dwelling are Christ.
Amen.
A priest is a person who comforts God in the mingling with God.
Amen.
A priest is one who is absolutely and thoroughly mingled with God.
Amen.
A priest is one who becomes a part of God's dwelling, God's house.
Amen.
A priest is a person who bears the testimony of God.
Amen.
A priest is a person who ministers Christ to others.
Amen.
A priest is one who brings men into fellowship with God and brings God into fellowship with men.
Amen.
A priest is a person who builds up the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
A priest is a person who is a laboring priest of the gospel of God.
Amen.
I thoroughly enjoy all these points.
Amen.
So, you know, with this we see what a priest is. You know, and this priest has a function. And like a brother said in his introduction, what is a function? We have a service. I like this. I also want to read the function. The function of a priest is not to work.
Amen.
A function is not to work.
Amen.
You might have other ideas that, you know, as a priest you have to do a lot of things. But I think this, the main function is not to work.
Amen.
So what is it? But to spend time in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Wow, this is our function.
Amen.
This is our profession.
Amen.
To spend time in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Until He is one with them in spirit.
Amen.
This is marvelous.
Amen.
But there's something more. It says, also, the Lord's intention is for us to open ourselves to Him.
Amen.
And let Him come into us to fill us, saturate us, and be one with us.
Amen.
Then He will do something through us, and whatever He does will flow out of Himself.
Amen.
Wow, this is marvelous, right?
Amen.
So, like Brother John said, you know, we have heard this line, we've been repeating this line, and we'll continue repeating this line for the next 9 weeks. A brother once fellowship with me, he says, repetition is not bad.
Yeah.
Actually, repetition is the burden of the Lord. So this is what the Lord's, this is what is in what the Lord's heart right now.
Amen.
The matter of the priesthood. We need to be brought in.
Amen.
We're brought into our function to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
To spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And I like to open ourselves to Him.
Amen.
Open our trap hearts by being to Him.
Amen. In order to realize what a priest is, we need to see God's purpose.
Amen.
Right? I appreciated seeing the priesthood in the context of God's purpose. And what does God want to do? God wants to work Christ into man, until this group of people become his corporate expression, right? And you can say this expression of God and man corporately is the priesthood, right? So this is what God wants, right? So he wants to work Christ into us, like all those points that Oscar read. I think almost all of them said Christ, right? Enjoy Christ, right? Live like Christ.
Amen.
Dwells in Christ.
Amen.
Contacts God. Serve God with Christ, through Christ, by Christ. All these things are just Christ. And then I was really touched, finally, at the end of the week, on day 6, I really enjoyed this verse. Sorry, I'll get to it. Thus speaks Jehovah of hosts, saying, here is a man. Hallelujah. I just like that phrase. Here is a man,
right?
Whose name is the Shoot.
Amen.
So this verse is speaking about Christ, right? And God is saying, here is a man whose name is the Shoot. And he will shoot forth from his place and will build the temple of Jehovah.
Amen.
So it's good to realize that the Lord wants this corporate building. The Lord wants this temple. The Lord wants this priesthood. But who's going to do it?
Amen.
Here is a man, right? And I love this. Here is a man whose name is the Shoot. So Christ himself is the Shoot. It says he will build the temple. It repeats, indeed, it is he who will build the temple.
Amen.
He will bear majesty. He will be a priest.
Amen.
And you just realize, okay, this is our Christ, right? He is the one shooting for. He is the one who will build. He is the one who will be a priest. And so what do we need to do? We need to spend time with this one. Right? We need to spend time with this one until we can say, here is a man who is the Shoot, right?
Amen.
In me there's a man who's called the Shoot, right? And when we spend time with him, I like this paragraph, says we are willing to come forward to God, to fellowship with God, to live before God, and to allow God to flow through us, we will enjoy the riches of Christ and express him.
Amen.
So I just enjoy spending time in these, even just spending time in these verses, realize here's a man, right? And this man is the Shoot.
Amen.
And this man is going to build the house of God.
Amen.
So we better spend more time with this wonderful man.
Oh, we need to spend time with this wonderful man. In the Old Testament, there were priests. Only priests. But in the New Testament, all of us are priests.
Amen.
Whether you are a teacher, doctor, lawyer, or etc. Our own business is for the church life.
Amen.
Our real business is to be priests,
amen,
to serve and care for the saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to spend time with this one.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate this wine. We will not only be clothed outwardly with him as power, but permeated inwardly with him as everything. Then, spontaneously, God will flow out of us.
Amen.
And we will be built up with others in this flow of life.
Amen.
I appreciate that there's a flow.
Amen.
2 weeks ago, we were in the matter of drinking. We need to drink,
amen,
the river that's flowing from the throne.
Amen.
We need to be in the flow. The more we're in the flow, the more the priesthood is being built.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And out of the flow comes the priesthood and comes the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to remain in
this
flow.
Amen.
The building of the church depends on whether or not the saints will bear the priesthood before God.
Amen.
And, you know, God's whole purpose is that we can find a group of people who enjoy and express him, so that, Lord, we can live Christ and be in Christ and be of Christ in a full and in a genuine way. And you know, it really touched me because I called this song today, and 551, verse 2. I'm a king and priest to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
By the cleansing of the blood, the glory be to God.
Amen.
By the Spirit's power and light, I am living day and night.
Amen.
In the holiest place so bright.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
This is what God wants. He wants us to be the expression of Himself in a corporate way.
Amen.
To be living Him, to be enjoying Him, to be open daily to Him, to enter into the Holy
Spirit.
Amen.
We need to see God's purpose, because I was always so hesitant to even read, I'm a king and priest of God. You know, that is a big revelation. To say that you're a king and priest of God. You know, that is, I'm awestruck by this, just this verse, this phrase. And the Lord has showed us this week how important it is to Himself. Personal treasure is the priesthood. And without this foundation, we cannot be built. So I'm so thankful that He has given us His life so that He can work in us, through us, so that we can live Him out.
Amen.
And this is what He wants. He wants this freedom of His life to be fulfilled in the church.
Amen.
So that we can be those that fulfill His purpose as priests.
Amen.
Hallelujah for our occupation.
Amen.
Isn't it marvelous to see what is the function of our human lives?
Amen.
As human beings on this earth, we've been called into the highest occupation that any human being can partake of.
Amen.
And be part of. And give our lives to, huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we've been called into the priesthood.
Amen.
You know, when I got saved and I was 23 years old and I came home and I'm telling my parents what happened to me, how God got inside of me, the one who I was raised to believe in, Jesus Christ. We were Catholic and we believed in Jesus. But I tell you what, He was not inside of me though. I believed that He was the Savior, but I had no idea. Anyway, He got inside of me.
Amen.
And so right away my dad was giving me a bad time. Eventually, you know, he was really wrathing me. So what are you going to do? Go be a priest? He said, you know. And I tell you what, hallelujah, I'm a priest.
Amen.
He called us into the priesthood.
Amen.
And what is the priesthood? That we would all be ministers of Christ.
Amen.
Not by doing something and trying to work for God, but by getting soaked with Him.
Amen.
Every day we spend time
Amen.
To behold Him.
Amen.
Spend time to be soaked with Him.
Amen.
Paul says in Hebrews, we have boldness for entering the Holy of Holies
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We enter in every morning, get in the Holy of Holies. We enjoy the presence of God. We eat His Word. We get filled with Him. Hallelujah, He tastes so good.
Amen.
I mean, even the priest, it says here that the priest, the people outside couldn't enjoy eating those sacrifices. But the priest got to enjoy. They got to enjoy the beef. You know, tell you what, when I'm doing my grill and out there and I'm cooking on the grill, I cut off some chunks and I take a few bites of it before I bring it. That's what they ate.
Yeah.
What do you think it was? They were doing the grill. I tell you what, nothing like a wonderful steak. That's our Christ.
Amen.
He tastes so good.
Amen.
We eat Him, we get nourished and strengthened with Him.
Amen.
And then when we go back out, what do? We minister Him to others. Our lives are very important.
Amen.
You know, little sister Karen, she Thursday night, she plays the guitar. You know, I tell you what, when she plays the guitar, I tell you, it just ministers Christ to me.
Amen.
You know that when she practices at home that guitar and she's looking at the songs and learning the words, she's enjoying Christ, right, Karen? See, there's a junior priest right here.
Amen.
I tell you why our young people are all junior priests.
Amen.
Learning to what? To function.
Amen.
This is what human beings were made for.
Amen.
Sister Penny,
Amen.
You know, she's not limited because she has to go in a wheelchair now. She's still a priest to God, right?
Amen.
You can minister God to people.
Amen.
The function of every one of our lives.
Church depends on whether or not saints will bear the priesthood before God. Only the priests draw near to
because the people is like being a house help, you know, like serving of the person, doing that kind of thing. But being a servant of the Lord, serving the Lord is just coming into the Lord and enjoying His presence.
Amen.
Constantly feeding and bringing Him until He overflows into our lives.
Amen.
And we overflow into the lives of other people for the building of His body.
Amen.
It's amazing. That's the way we are opposite.
Amen.
And very, very much good, better, and amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
God's ways are opposite in our ways.
Amen.
But God's way is the right way.
One
thing I was really struck with this week was how much in every verse in every day spoke about God doing something.
Yeah.
You know, we have such a natural concept that we should do something. And to, you know, even our concept of what a priest is, in our natural man, is someone who is serving God. And we think that by doing good acts, by doing good works, that this is a person that serves God. But that's not God's concept. God's thought is, you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
Amen.
He says, that's what God's saying. I'm making a priesthood. He says, have made them a kingdom and priests to our God.
Amen.
And they will reign on the earth.
Amen.
That's day one. Day two says, to Him who loves us and has released us from our sins by His blood.
Amen.
And made us a kingdom.
Amen.
Priest to His God and Father.
Amen.
Day three says, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We didn't do the sanctification. God sanctified us.
Amen.
Day four says, are being transformed.
Amen.
We're being transformed.
Amen.
And John 17 says, the glory which You have given Me, I have given to them.
Amen.
Day five says, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood.
Amen.
Day six says, thus speaks Jehovah of hosts, saying, here is a man.
Amen.
His name is the Shoot.
Amen.
And he will shoot forth from his place and will build the temple of Jehovah.
Amen.
Indeed, it is he who will build the temple of Jehovah.
Amen.
So, if your concept is that we're doing something for God, read these verses.
Amen.
God is doing something for us.
Amen.
What's He doing? He is transforming us.
Amen.
What's our role? Our role is to be open to this transforming.
Amen.
To allow to spend time with this one.
Amen.
Actually, I was when I was reading through Exodus 19, I was really touched about Jehovah bearing the people of Israel on eagle's wings. And it's just such a different viewpoint. Because if you're the Israelites, you're thinking, I'm marching through the wilderness, I'm following Moses, I'm following for this promise. But from God's view is, I am bearing my people
Amen.
To myself
Amen.
And making them a peculiar treasure for Me. That means that even that term of making Him, of making those people a peculiar treasure, shows you that there's an intimate and affectionate relationship between God and His people.
Amen.
So God says, you know, bringing the children of Israel through the wilderness and even presenting Himself as a law was Jehovah's way of wooing and courting His people.
Amen.
So when we come to the Word and when we come to the Lord's presence, we have to realize that this is the One who is wooing and courting us.
Amen.
And His wooing and courting us puts something into us.
Right.
What does it put in us? It puts into us Christ.
Amen.
And actually, by being filled with Christ, eventually we're transformed. And the expression is just Christ.
Amen.
So, you know, maybe it's a real nuance. Just the idea that rather than that we're doing something for God, actually that God is doing something through us.
Amen.
So that the working that comes out is not our own natural labor.
It's
not something that's not our own effort. But actually, it's just the living out of the One who's become personal and affectionate with us.
Amen.
And who's made us a peculiar treasure. This is really, you know, I was thinking, what a wonderful calling to be a man.
Oh.
And not just to be a man, but to be a man who can be a priest to God.
Amen.
This is the highest calling in the whole universe.
Amen.
Forget all these different professions. The real profession is to be a priest.
Amen.
Oh, to be filled with God.
Amen.
Become a peculiar treasure of God.
Amen.
by man. And those who enjoy God the most are the priests.
Amen.
Those who enjoy God the most are the priests.
Amen.
A priest is a person who becomes a part of God's dwelling,
yes.
God's house.
Amen.
And a priest is one who brings man into fellowship with God, and God into fellowship with man.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this whole week, my concepts have been blown away. Because the priest, you know, I think of priests as, you know, as something like what Catholicism is. But if you really read the entire, even if you read the outline and then you read all of the, you know, the daily readings, you can really see that my view is quite low. And if you, you know, if you look at day four, today's reading, this is the one that really stuck to me. It says, our concept of serving God has to be transformed and adjusted. My concept of being transformed and being adjusted is mainly of, you know, being adjusted to my behavior, being, you know, not doing right, but not doing wrong. But this one here is truly according to God's point of view.
Amen.
You know, it has to start from our mind. Our concept of serving God has to be transformed and adjusted. You know, we're going through Colossians in 3:10. It says, we put on the new man by the renewing of our mind. And here, you can see all these points is really something that is from the Lord. You know, I mean, I'll give you point number three here. We got 13 points of a priest, a particular kind of person. 13 points of it. And the more I look into it, the more I dive into it, it's like, wow. We can never, I mean, a priest can never be alone.
Amen.
We can never be a person, an individual person. This priest has to be in a hood.
Right.
It has to be a priesthood.
Right.
Because if you look at point A all the way to point H, yeah, you can do it by yourself. You can be mingled with God, you can, you know. But the thing is, it turns from point I to point M.
Amen.
Where point M, what does it say? We need to be a laboring priest. Why do we need to be? Why do we need to labor as a priest? Because we have to tell out the virtues of it.
Amen.
We have to, you know. And what Paul is saying in here is, these Gentiles are unbelievers, and we have to tell. We have to bring them in to the fold. We have to tell out these virtues of who this Christ is. And if you look at, you know, if you go to point four, number four, A is to open ourselves to Him, which is really to you know, to really absorb God, spend time with Him and open ourselves to Him. Right? But the third one has a different result. The third one is really to express this Christ
Amen.
To others, to minister Christ to the saints. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I can go on and on about, you know, what a priesthood is. One is being holy, and one is being royal, right? What is being holy? We have to come to God. We have to get into God.
Amen.
But to be royal is what? We have to bring God into man.
Amen.
You know, one is from the Aaronic priesthood order, and one is from the order of Melchizedek. What did Melchizedek do? He served bread and wine to Abraham.
Amen.
You know, we need to have this higher point of view that as a priesthood, we're just not only holy, but we need to be a royal priesthood.
Amen.
One who serves bread and wine to the saints.
Amen.
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 Hello, brothers. Yes, I wanted to share a little bit of my perception of priests. And in the Old Testament, right, we had the Levites. And, you know, with these Levites, there's also the great people. They would, you know, they would work as shepherds, would serve the king, and so on and so forth. I actually, you know, looking at the Levites, I was wondering, you know, what do these people do? You know, what is kind of the point of them? And if you think about it, you know, all these people that, you know, they were in the presence of the Lord. You know, I know that it's something in the temple, right? They ate the sacrifices to the Lord. But, you know, if you think about it, that's really all we could ask for. You know, to be fed, to feast in the Lord,
amen,
to be in the Lord. And in this building, you know, where the Christ, where the Lord is. And, you know, it's such a privilege, like our brother said over here, how God has extended the priesthood to all of us.
Amen.
You know, it really is a privilege, it's a highest calling. Yeah, and, you know, I actually be here a little bit, and, you know, I come from the church in San Francisco. I'm new here. Yeah. It's a little green book, and we've actually been reading the book that's coming up. The one about the priesthood. Yes. And, yeah, so I've actually been doing a lot of reading from there. And, you know, you guys heard it for a treat. It's basically, you know, how we go about in a practical way to enter into the priesthood, you know, to become, to live the life of a priest. And I think it's later on it's going to start talking about how we align our life accordingly, you know, how we make God first and foremost of all, you know. And really that's the way we kind of have to align our lives accordingly, you know. And yeah, from then, you know, we can still keep serving, we can still keep doing our normal lives. You know, maybe living as a shepherd. But you know, Christ, the Lord, comes first.
Amen.
I mean, that is the priesthood.
Amen.
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 I really appreciated this week because I struggled a lot with this week. And I've got some verses for you, or just sections of verses. The first is Luke 10:40. But Martha was being drawn up about with much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, does it not matter to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to do her part with me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about my many things. But there is need of one thing, for Mary has chosen the good part,
amen,
shall not be taken away from her." In my concept of being a priest, I feel like I'm Martha. I'm doing many things. I'm working, and I'm serving in my natural flesh. But our real service to the Lord isn't to do things for Him. Right. The other verse I have for you is John 12:2. "Therefore they made him to suffer there, and Martha served." And I'm going to go to 3. "Then Mary took out a pound of ointment, of very valuable pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment." As priests, we enjoy a peculiar treasure. And that's just Jesus himself. To be a priest, we have to be filled with Christ. We're possessed fully by him. And every day we're spending in as a holy priest, we're really enjoying the Lord. We're coming to him. We're being filled with him. But then something else has to issue out from that is the service. And the service isn't something we do in our natural man. But the service is flowing out.
Amen.
And this flowing out, we see in the order of Melchizedek and the royal and kingly priesthood, that we're ministering bread and wine to man. And so when we see what the Melchizedek ministered to Abraham, it wasn't just grain, it wasn't just grapes, but it was bread and it was wine.
Amen.
So Melchizedek really spent time in this bread and this wine is something that is processed.
Amen.
So as we enjoy the Lord, you know, as we come to Him in the morning time, we enjoy Him, there's a process that's taking place.
Amen.
There's an experience of the triune God that we've experienced, and we can minister this to others.
Yeah.
We can't serve just a pound of flesh or something, a pound of meat. Mm-hmm. It needs to be prepared, it needs to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be our experience with the Lord. As a royal and kingly priesthood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Exodus 19. "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and
And I enjoyed that a priest is one who brings man to God, and then he brings God to man. And then the service is like bringing God to man. But I enjoyed here on day one, it says, and this is like bringing man to God. It says, the priests wait on God and follow God. And their job is to serve God. The whole nation of Israel was to be a nation of priests serving God. Yeah. Everyone in this kingdom was to serve God alone. And I just like this thing here, wait on God. Because, you know, the Old Testament picture, if you were like from the tribe of Judah, Zebulun, Naphtali, whatever, you weren't involved, I don't think, as much as the Levites, in the tribe of Levi. All those they were doing day in and day out is offering the offerings to God and taking care of God. And even as we press the offerings, that even the priest ate of the offerings. And then it was when the order of Melchizedek, he brought bread and wine to Abraham. So I was impressed that we need to be those who wait on God, who are infused by God, like the verse in 2 Corinthians, we were going from glory to glory. And my thing is, like, I don't know about you, but like maybe you have a morning watch in the morning and you're waiting on God for a few minutes and then you're out the door or you're doing something else. But our what we need is we need to wait on God. To be infused by God. And then as we're infused by God, we can become a proper priest.
Amen.
I
enjoy this verse of Revelation. 1:6. To him who loves us and has released us from our sin by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father to him, be the glory and might forever and ever. Amen. We enjoy the our salvation so that we can become priests.
Amen.
God save us and release us from our sin so that we can become a kingdom, a priesthood kingdom. Not only kingdom, but also Christian kingdom. I enjoy that today all of us, God wants all of us to be priests. Because being a priest is not the work of God. Christians think that when you're a priest, you have to work for God. It's a profession. But in God's eyes, a priest is just a man who was destined to receive God, to be filled, saturated, and permeated with God, and to God flow out of him, that he might be the living expression of God.
Amen.
The priest is just that God flows into us, and then we automatically flow out of God to other people.
Amen.
This is the priest that God is looking for.
Amen.
I just heard the call of God. Come on, just let me flow in and out of you. Just spend time with me. Just be in my presence. Enjoy me. Because this is what I'm looking for.
Amen.
Amen. As to our person, we are sons of God. First of all, we believe that because we all believe in Christ, we are sons of God. And as to our spiritual profession, we are priests.
Amen.
We need to believe this. We are priests. We have only one profession. That is, we are priests. You know, did you believe after this time and see searching online to find out which profession, you know, has the highest, what do you call that, salary, or the highest, what do you call that, the need most, something like that. But praise the Lord, this weekend I read that about that we are priests, and this is our profession. Amen.
Okay.
We have to labor on Christ. To labor is not to work for Christ, but to come to Him all the time. Open ourselves to Him all the time. Even, you know, in the office when I'm working behind, you know, the desk as a doing accounting work. Lord Jesus, I'm not doing accounting work in that office, but I'm laboring before Christ, before God, that I have to open myself to Him and enjoy Him even behind the desk of doing accounting work, so that God can fill me, fill me day in and day out, that I will be possessed by Him. And this is our profession. This is our work today for the Lord.
Amen.
And it was saying that if have a job and you don't do it, it's kind of a shame. So, for example, if you're a student and you don't go to school and you don't study, it's kind of a shame. And the same respect, we're all priests, and if we don't function as priests, it's kind of a shame, because it's the highest calling in the universe. Amen. And what does it mean to be a priest? It's just one that spends time with the Lord.
Right.
Brings people to God and brings God to people.
Amen.
And also while I was reading, it just occurred to me that being a priest is really just being a normal Christian.
Amen.
So we should just let go of our concepts and just really be open to the Lord.
Amen.
Yourself also,
yeah.
The living stones are being built up into a spiritual house. But as you also, I really was touched by that. All inclusive. The Lord is not exclusive, but inclusive. And I was really enjoying the matter of what you just shared. Amen. Occupation. A lot of time you're like, I'm not content where I'm at, you know? I want a different occupation or something. But I was really reminded that our highest occupation, you know, Lord, as a Christian, is to spend time with the Lord,
yeah.
To be infused and transfused with Him until
Amen.
We shine Him out.
Amen.
An example of that, you saw God doing that, you know, in Christ. You know, it was the first coming and going, you know, He came as a man to us, to bring God to us,
Amen.
And then bring us to God.
Amen.
And it's like, now He's equipping this and making us also part of this, but where we could come to Him and then we could bring Him to others.
Amen.
And I was really touched also, what you said, Lord. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, holy nation. And later in Revelation it says, and have made them a king, kingdom, priest, or God. So, Lord, the promise and the fulfillment is good to see His view. And, Lord Jesus, there's another portion. I was enjoying, Lord, I'm forgetting what I wanted to say. Sorry. Oh, Lord, we can minister Christ. And I was really enjoying Moses. He was one. There were two people who shined. They were talking about how Christ, you know, the Mount of Transfiguration, shine, you know, like the sun. And I also have Moses. He was on the mountaintop spending time with the Lord. When he came down with the law, he was beaming. He was shining. And I was just loving that picture, you know. I was reading in the life study of the Exodus. I was talking three categories of people, those on the mountaintop, and then those worshiping the Lord of all distance, and those at the bottom who are fearing the Lord, trembling. It's like our view of the word, or even the law, is it, you know, is it in the day or is it in the night? When we're on the mountaintop, on the mountain of Horeb, spending time with the Lord in His presence, being filled to us, the law or the word, the Bible, becomes the day to us. And He's the Lord gaining, courting us, doing us, and being filled in us. And we're allowing Him to have His way in us. Versus if we are those at the bottom or worshiping afar, the Bible or the law could be seen to us as something dark in the night. And it's like the brother said, where are we? It's a check, you know, where are you? And I was like, oh Lord, I want to be on a mountaintop. I want to be, you know, spending time. And I've been rushing my morning for Bible. So really, spending time with this beloved one. And, you know, being filled with Him. And then that way, He'll have a way to shine and to bring something, as the brother said, process. I really love that. Like, process. We spend time with Him where He becomes one with us to such an extent that we have something to bring to others. And to fill up the body.
Let's go to day two. Third, I'll lead us in reading this verse, these two verses, and we'll echo what as Jared reads.
Should I read it through first?
Huh?
Should I read it through first? Or just
go.
Amen. And from Jesus Christ.
And from Jesus Christ.
From Jesus Christ.
From Jesus Christ.
Faithful witness.
The faithful witness.
The firstborn of the dead.
The firstborn of the dead.
Jesus Christ is the firstborn.
Jesus Christ is the firstborn.
And the ruler of the kings.
And the ruler of the kings.
Jesus is the ruler.
Jesus is the ruler.
Ruler of the earth.
Ruler of the earth.
Him who loves us.
To Him who loves us.
Lord, thank You for loving us.
Lord, thank You for loving us.
Lord, thank You for releasing us.
Lord, thank You for releasing us.
released us from our sins.
Thank you, you released us from our sins.
By his blood.
By his blood.
Thank you for your blood.
Thank you for your blood.
You made us a kingdom.
And made us a kingdom.
A kingdom of priests.
A kingdom of priests.
To his God.
To his God.
God and Father.
God and Father.
To him be the glory.
To him be the glory.
And the might.
And the might.
He has released us. Released us from our sins. Why? So he could make us a kingdom. This kingdom is priests to his God and Father. And the result is to him be the glory. He has made us a kingdom priest so that there could be glory to his God and Father. Forever and ever.
Amen.
Oh, but also right now.
Amen.
Not just in the future. But we should live in this right now. To be a kingdom, to be the priest, is not our choice. It is his doing. It is his accomplishment.
Amen.
But do we live in this kingdom? Do we live as priests? This is the question. This is the Lord's call to each one of us day by day. Oh, live as a priest. Spend time with me. Come to me. Take time for the sake of the building of my house. And we had this week 1 Peter 2:5. We ourselves also, day 5, we ourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood. But how does this happen? The prior verse, which isn't printed here, says, coming to him, a living stone. Oh, we need to come to him. As we are coming to him, we are being built up. Well, then you ask, how do I come to him? That's a little vague. I can pray a minute in the morning, but how else can I come to him? Well, right before that, it mentions the milk of the word. How to come to him? Peter's concept is the word is milk to us. Oh, we should come to the word. We should read the Word. We should pray read the Word. We should consider the Word. We should even share the Word with others.
Amen.
Tell somebody what you've enjoyed.
Amen.
Or get in a text group to share what touched you in your reading of the Word. So that you share with others and others share with you. Get in the Word. The Word really helps us to come to the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't say just come once. It's ongoing. Coming to him.
Amen.
Every day, coming to him.
Amen.
Coming to him, we are being built up.
Amen.
Oh, we need the coming, coming, coming.
Amen.
So that he can do the building through us.
Amen.
This is the priesthood.
Amen.
We need the coming alone. Because each one is a priest. We also need the coming to him together because he has made us a priesthood, a body of priests. So we come to him alone whenever we're alone. Mark, when you're at work.
Amen.
And then come to him together.
Amen.
Like right now.
Amen.
Coming to him.
Amen.
You know, Gino's alone cooking for Thursday night. He's coming. But a lot of saints show up at Gino's house, and he's coming to him together.
Amen.
So it's good to go to one another's homes. Whether it's planned, like Thursday night at somebody's home, or it's unplanned, just drop in. Maybe they're there, maybe they're not, but it's a chance
to come to the Lord.
Amen.
Coming to Him.
Amen.
This is our main occupation. Coming to Him, especially with His Word. Coming to Him with fellowship with one another.
Amen.
Coming to Him is the priest's life.
Amen.
Amen. So let's have some praise.